Well, shit. Albina newspaper. News of the day with Mal Sekindio. Airstrikes on Aleppo, 70 martyrs in Gaza, and uncertain withdrawal deadlines from Nakura. Buri tells US mediator that violations have crossed all limits, putting the agreement at risk. Qasem affirms resistance strength and readiness, while Al-Hadath report causes confusion at the airport. The political editor wrote, as the occupying army continued incursions into Syrian territory, its warplanes launched airstrikes on the Safira area near Aleppo, targeting Syrian army defense factories. These operations align with recent strikes on Syria's military capabilities. Simultaneously, airstrikes on Gaza have brought the death toll to over 70 civilians, despite reports of progress in negotiations for a truce to end the war. In Lebanon, the occupying army persists in violating the ceasefire agreement, conducting strikes in Nabatiya outside the area south of the Litani River under the pretext of targeting military equipment deemed a threat. This has effectively turned the ceasefire into a mere pause in resistance activities, while the occupying forces operate with impunity, undertaking actions they would not dare during active warfare. These escalating violations were the focus of discussions between Speaker of Parliament Nabi Buri and U.S. General Jasper Jeffers, chair of the Ceasefire Monitoring Committee, alongside U.S. Ambassador to Lebanon Lisa Johnson and Buri's media advisor Ali Hamdan. The meeting reviewed field developments in light of Israel's continued breaches of the agreement. Buri also met with French Foreign Minister Janelle Barrot and his delegation, discussing the urgency of enforcing the ceasefire by its deadline on the 27th of this month, with France serving as a secondary guarantor alongside the US. Sources following both meetings revealed that Buri conveyed to the American and French officials that the occupying army's conduct has escalated beyond mere violations to a systematic policy undermining the agreement's credibility. He warned of the dire consequences of the agreement's collapse unless serious international interventions restore its integrity. On the same issue, Hezbollah Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasem reaffirmed the resistance strength, readiness, and recovery. He noted that during the 60-day period outlined in the agreement, the resistance had deferred to the Lebanese government. In a separate context, the Arabic news channel Al-Hadath reported that an Iranian plane en route to Beirut was allegedly carrying funds for Hezbollah. Passengers, most of whom were Lebanese pilgrims returning from religious sites, were subjected to unprecedentedly thorough inspections, causing hours-long delays. This sparked outrage and raised questions about the interplay between Al-Hadath and a Lebanese newspaper, alongside the subsequent actions at Beirut's airport. Al-Hadath broadcast an urgent report, quoting Interior Minister Ridwan Mowlawi, stating, "The Iranian plane is currently undergoing thorough inspection at Beirut airport."